The Reflection BGRT capability requires 510K clearance. This feature is not available for sale.
Reflection, Reflexion, which is it? That and other burning questions today on Reflections Podcast. And yes, it's Reflection. So I'm Todd Powell, and I'm the president and CEO of Reflection, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about our company and where we're headed. We're a bio-targeting company. You probably haven't heard of that. There's a reason. We're different, and we think we're really different. Going to tell you a little bit about that too. We're located right in the heart of the San Francisco Bay Area, which has a lot of benefits. One of them isn't the cost of living, but beyond that, we have access to countless team members from all throughout the industry and technology as a whole. And that allows us to leverage decades of experience throughout our industry to build something entirely new and completely different. Specifically, we're creating a new treatment modality. And we think that new treatment modality will not only do a great job of localized therapy for early stage cancer, but it's going to create opportunities for patients that need them the most. Those are patients with metastatic disease or cancer that is spread. We're pioneering specifically biology-guided radiation therapy. And this is a new and exciting technology that we believe turns cancer on itself. It literally causes cancer to reveal itself at the time of treatment, which begins to unlock the opportunity for all sorts of clinical applications for indications that today don't receive radiation therapy at all. We're going to talk about that too. So let's talk about our vision. Reflection's vision is to reveal cancer as never before and beat it for everyone, everywhere. Now, we worked hard on that vision, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. The word reveal is in there very intentionally. Because again, we've made the first system that reveals the cancer itself. And we think in doing so, we'll unlock an opportunity to be able to treat those patients that have metastatic cancer or cancer that is spread. It'll take some time to develop those applications, but we believe we're onto a platform that will unlock opportunities presently unavailable. And we believe we will be able to do this for everyone, everywhere. We really mean it. We believe we've created a platform that will eventually be able to treat patients at all stages of cancer. As a biotargeting oncology company, we've made a machine that is sensitive to cancer in real time and can respond in a manner that allows us to track and deliver therapeutic radiation to that cancer in a way that's presently beyond reach. And we think that that will unlock opportunities for patients that need those opportunities the most. We think that even if one can turn metastatic cancer into a manageable or perhaps a chronic disease, that is beating it. And we believe, and more importantly, our clinicians believe, that at some point that will be within reach with a platform like ours. And fundamentally, by doing that for every patient around the world, regardless of how advanced their cancer is, we think that we've created an opportunity to expand treatments for indications presently beyond the reach of radiation therapy. And the reason radiation isn't used in late-stage cancer is something that I think is worth emphasizing for a moment. Because current radiotherapy techniques can't really scale to treat multiple tumors. All of the technologies and machines and the wonderful innovations that are today that have done such a great job of making early-stage cancer so treatable really aren't designed to see and track and identify multiple cancerous lesions in real time. But that's precisely what our machine is designed to do, and what we will be working with our consortium partners to develop. So let's talk a little bit about what biology guidance really means. Fundamentally, unlike every other approach used throughout radiation therapy today that relies upon anatomical images, our platform relies upon the cancer itself and emissions that come from the cancerous tissue after a radiopharmaceutical PET tracer is injected into the patient. That biology-guided radiation therapy, or BGRT, is based upon real-time emissions from an injected radio tracer. But of course, that means that PET arcs need to be installed within our machine to pick up those emissions. So we've done that too. And as well, we've built a machine that can respond to that information in a way fast enough to turn PET into a real-time therapy guidance mechanism. For decades, there's really been no debate as to whether or not PET imaging is the gold standard for cancer visualization and assessment. But as we all know, PET imaging is a relatively slow modality, making it unusable for real-time radiation therapy. But that's the fundamental breakthrough of the reflection platform. And by cracking open that fundamental PET imaging process and then leveraging the individual emissions instead of the resulting PET image, we've made a system that is able to respond to that information fast enough to be able to deliver radiation not only to a single tumor, but eventually to multiple tumors in a highly conformal, tracked manner, regardless of how those tumors are in motion. So it's also important to remind ourselves that today, radiation therapy, for the reasons we've just discussed, is really focused almost entirely on early stage cancer, cancer before it is spread. And it does a fantastic job of that. At Reflection, we believe we've created an opportunity to take the efficacy associated with early stage cancer and to deliver it to those patients that need those options the most, those with late stage or metastatic cancer. And unfortunately, there are all too many examples about why this is an important problem to address. If one looks at breast cancer or lung cancer or any of the other major killers around the world, it's very clear that there are often 4 to 10 times poorer survival for those patients when cancer is detected and treated at a later stage after it is spread. Those patients with late stage disease today really received a variety of systemic agents. The challenges with current radiotherapy really come down to the fact that despite being great technologies available and have been for decades, every piece of technology available today in radiation therapy was really designed to go after a single tumor at a time. And they do that because they use anatomical imaging technologies, including CT or MR, to make a determination about where a tumor might be at a single point in time. And even if they're able to track motion to some degree, they simply aren't designed to do that for multiple tumors that might be moving in non-correlated or separate motion paths, let alone to track those in real time and then deliver radiation to multiple tumors. And so because of that, one really only has several choices for delivering radiation to multiple tumors, and those might often involve coming back for multiple visits over multiple weeks, in fact, if at all. So at Reflection, we've built a system that not only combines CT imaging for early stage cancer, but importantly and uniquely adds PET imaging capabilities to be able to focus on the cancer itself, regardless of whether or not there is one tumor or multiple. So to tell you a little bit more about biology-guided radiation therapy, it's based on a fundamental approach that is radically different from anything else in the industry. What biology-guided radiation therapy does is it relies upon the emissions that come from an injected radio tracer. And it's the same tracer that would be used for a PET image. But rather than waiting for that PET image to materialize over minutes, we instead use the emissions that are streaming out of the cancerous tissue in real time. Because as we all appreciate, an injected radio tracer will collect in the cancer itself and then begin to emit these emissions. That's how a PET image forms. And so we've made a machine that has PET arcs fundamentally built into it, and then a novel approach to software to gather that information, and then a machine that can respond quickly enough to be able to deliver radiation back to the source of those emissions in the first place, which again is the cancer itself. And in doing so, we've created a machine that, regardless of the number of tumors, will eventually be able to track and deliver radiation to those tumors in real time. It fundamentally isn't relying upon an image of the tumors or an image of the anatomy where one has to infer or derive where the tumors are. It literally is focused on the cancer itself. So Reflection has entered into several important strategic collaborations and partnerships. But to really understand and appreciate just how special these relationships are, or why they're so important to Reflection and the field of cancer care, it's important to remind ourselves of the types of patients we believe we will one day be able to treat. And to do that, it's also important to remember that every machine available today was really designed to treat early stage cancer. At Reflection, we believe we've made the first machine that can treat all stages of cancer. And that includes those with metastatic disease, and those patients are almost entirely treated through systemic therapies provided by the pharma industry. However, there's been very compelling evidence over the last several years that shows all systemic therapies, and in particular immunotherapies, are potentiated or made better by adding radiation to those regimens. And in fact, some of that early signal data has shown a doubling or even a tripling of progression-free survival, and critically, even now, overall survival for the patients involved in these studies. So obviously, the pharma industry have a great interest in the idea of using radiation to make their therapies more efficacious. And importantly, the idea of leveraging biology guidance specifically in these opportunities to use radiation like a drug, and to be able to deliver radiation ultimately to multiple tumors in combination therapy settings with immunotherapies and other systemic agents is increasingly interesting. And as examples of this, we've entered into strategic collaborations with Merck, where we'll study biology-guided radiation therapy in combination settings with Keytruda. As well, we've entered into a strategic collaboration with Telix. Telix is a radiopharmaceutical company that develops novel PET tracers. And these PET tracers will one day help potentiate the idea of using biology-guided radiation therapy in very difficult-to-treat cancers like metastatic prostate cancer and as well several very aggressive forms of kidney cancer. I think one of the things that excites the clinicians we're lucky enough to work with the most is the idea of finally being able to use radiation like a drug. I think we all appreciate that as cancer spreads, the idea of a local therapy becomes harder and harder to grasp. But our clinicians have really locked onto the idea that if a machine can actually target the cancer itself, maybe we'll have the first time to use radiation like a drug. And maybe we'll be in a position to be able to bring the efficacy and the outcome and the options that go along with early stage cancer and to be able to tilt those to late stage disease and to provide those options for patients that need them the most. So obviously 2020 has been an incredibly challenging year for a lot of reasons, and we've all had to learn some new ways of working. I think it's important to point out that despite those challenges, Reflections had a pretty important year. Several big things have happened, including receiving our first clearance from the FDA for conventional radiation therapy. We also shipped our first machine. So this really is our commercial launch year. And as we start to go out there and support customers directly, it's obviously very exciting and with a lot of really hard work, but we're excited to do it. This is really what the company has been waiting for a little over a decade. And we want nothing more than the opportunity to get out there and to prove to our partners on all levels that we're here and that we're going to work hard to earn their trust every single day. And that we're going to do everything we have to, whether it's early stage cancer or eventually late stage cancer, whether it's conventional image guided approaches or even biology guidance approaches, that we're going to support them in the best possible manner. We've built an amazing facility. We now have over 100,000 square feet and hundreds of employees to deliver the reliability, stability, and innovation that the industry would expect from us. And we're delighted to be in a position to be able to deliver on those promises. So in wrapping this up, I'd like to, again, thank you for your time and the opportunity to give you a little bit of an update on Reflection. This is a busy time for us, and we've got a lot going on, and I would like nothing more than to have the opportunity to give you additional updates as they come. So please stay tuned. We'll have multiple podcasts, and I look forward to keeping you close.